Turn with me, if you would please, to Matthew chapter, or Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. It's 11 in the bulletin, but we're actually going to be considering verses 10 through 12. It's kind of a misprint there. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. Let us hear the holy, inspired, and inerrant word of the Lord. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Let us pray together. O Lord, we come as your people. We pray that you will bring your word to our hearts, that you will be our teacher, that you will speak through the words that are said, that they may honor you, and that you will make your presence known to us. Strengthen and encourage us, we pray, in your name. Amen. I've entitled this message today, Be Faithful. Be Faithful. I thought this would be a good text for us as we come to the table of the Lord, as we remember the faithfulness of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. Being faithful is not always easy. It's easier when things are going well and there are no issues or difficulties or conflicts. But it's difficult when there are problems and struggles that we have with all the other ordinary things we have to go through in life. We come to the table of the Lord this morning as God's people who are called to deny ourselves and follow him. We live in a sinful world, and it can be hard to be faithful. But I think Hebrews chapter 6 gives us some understanding about being faithful. Gives us teaching about faithfulness and what we need to understand and apply to ourselves. The first thing I'd like you to notice is you have motivation to be faithful. In verse 10, you have motivation to be faithful. God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do. Three minor points I'd like you to notice here. First of all, you have motivation to be faithful. First of all, the Lord never forgets what you have done in his name. You notice it says God is not unjust to forget. So if God would forget, he would be unjust. And we know God cannot sin, and God is always truthful in everything he does and say. The Lord knows everything. Everything. He remembers everything that you've done in his name, even things you have forgotten about. I believe when we get to heaven, we'll find out things that we've long forgotten about. And the Lord will remind us, I remember when you did that. Even if you give a cup of cold water to someone, the Lord remembers that. Turn to Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 through 42 for a moment. Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 through 42. Listen to what our Lord says. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of the righteous man shall receive a righteous man's award. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of water in the name of a disciple, surely, I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. You see the simple things that the Lord remembers? The little things of kindness that we do for others. And his primary focus here is the people of God, because we are supposed to do good, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So if we have a limited amount of time, we always want to take care of God's people and minister to them first. He remembers everything. He remembers all things. And the word unjust is a very interesting word. It's the opposite of righteousness. When the Greeks wanted to negate a word, they would put an A in front of it or some kind of alpha. And what he's saying he is not unrighteous to forget you. It's the opposite of the word righteous. God is not unjust. So remember that. Even when people forget, and when people don't respond properly, when they're nasty, when they really don't appreciate what you do, God never forgets. And that's what the writer of Hebrews, I believe, is saying to us. Be faithful. Your God never forgets anything. Keep that in your mind so that whatever you do and whatever you've done, your Lord never forgets what you have done. Secondly, the Lord never forgets what you are now doing. What you are now doing. God's not unjust to forget that which the deeds and goodness that you've shown to his people, which you have shown toward his name. Just see that. Everything that you do, that you're now doing, things that you've done are all remembered by the Lord your God. Turn to Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 through 12. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 through 12. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. It's amazing, isn't it? We're blessed when we're persecuted. It gives us a taste of what our Savior has gone through, and we can identify with him. Of course, we could never identify completely what he's done. It's just overwhelming, the suffering and the humiliation and the abandonment of the presence of God. But whatever you're doing now, maybe you say, well, is it all worth it? Is it worth doing this? Yes, it is. Because the Lord never forgets, and he will reward you. So that's the second motivation to be faithful. First, the Lord never forgets what you've done. The Lord never forgets what you are now doing. And then thirdly, the Lord never forgets what you will do. You see that? It says, administer to the saints and do minister. Notice it's not just in the past or present. It's in the future. Whatever you do, he never forgets that. What you will do, he knows and he will remember. God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name. Interesting, the word shown means to show forth or to prove the character and love and reality of God. He does this. This is what happens when we serve him, when we look at the future and what we will do. He never forgets. And I think the Lord is trying to motivate God's people here to be faithful by these three things. He won't forget what you've done. He's not unjust. He'll never forget what you're doing now. And he will never forget what you will do. Sometimes you might say to yourself, is this all worth it? What I'm going through, what I'm doing? If you're doing it in the name of the Lord, it sure is. Even when you're persecuted. Not only what we have done, but what we will do in the future. This includes all the little things that you do in the Lord's name. It's very interesting regarding motivation. People are motivated different ways. different things happen. People sometimes just need a word of encouragement. Sometimes they need a help. But it's motivation for people to move on. It's very interesting. When the difficulties of COVID-19 came, businesses faced all kinds of new challenges. Some companies gave their employees bonuses of up to as much as $500 or $1,000 or even more, just a bonus to demonstrate their appreciation for all that they had to go through and to motivate them and encourage them as they continue along this path. It's very interesting. Many businesses did that. You see, motivation is important. And the Lord wants to motivate you and me. The Lord's table reminds you. It reminds you today that the Lord never, ever forgets anything. But he also forgives the sins of his people. Be faithful. You have motivation to be faithful. Secondly, you need endurance to be faithful. You see this in verse 11. Notice what it says. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. You need endurance. It doesn't come easy. Giving of time and self and finances. You need endurance. The first thing I think he says here is be diligent. Now he's addressing all of us, each one of you, because we all need to be reminded of this as we face the difficulties and commitment involved. And we desire. The word desire that's written here means a real strong desire, a longing, a going after. It's more than just thinking or wanting. It's action. Be diligent. Be diligent. You're in a spiritual battle, and the evil one will try hard to discourage you and stop you no matter where you are and what you're doing. He will do that. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. How often do we say, no one knows what I'm going through. This thing I'm facing now, no one would understand. It says here that some people, that there are people all over the world in the family of God, people who have also are going through it or have gone through it. Be diligent. Remember, keep your eyes on the Lord, because the evil one will do anything he can to discourage you and get you to stop doing what you're doing. Give everything you have. Give your all, is what he's saying. Secondly, stay focused. You see that? Stay focused. He says, let each one of you show the same diligence to full assurance. Your minds and thoughts need to be under the control of God's word. If you're going to stay focused, remember when Peter walked in the water and then he wound up falling into the water because he didn't stay focused. That's part of enduring. That's part of being able to endure. Stay focused. Turn to Romans 12, verse 1 through 2. Romans 12, 1 through 2. It says this, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see the mind. It all starts in the mind. You may be doing well. Maybe you've had your devotions, you're praying, you're doing well. You're thinking thoughts that are good, that we're supposed to, according to Philippians 4. And then all of a sudden your mind entertains something that's causes depression, something you shouldn't be thinking about because you don't really know for sure. But you look around you and begin to fall like Peter did in the water. Because you lost your focus. It's the mind. It's what goes up in our mind and in our hearts. That affects everything we do. Psalm 119, verse 11. Turn there for a moment. Psalm 119, verse 11. We are to renew our minds and listen to the power of the Word of God in Psalm 119, 11. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. See that? It's God's word. That's what's going to keep you. That's going to keep you focused. God's word in your mind and heart. The psalmist says, I hid it in my heart that I might not sin against you. Because if I don't, I will. I need your word. So the question is, do we renew our minds daily? And do we have God's word hidden in our hearts? When time comes, when there's issues, do you remember a verse and read it and say, oh, this is what the scripture says, so I'm going to believe this rather than what's being said? Stay focused. Renew your mind. And hide God's word in your heart. The third thing I'd like you to notice is display faithfulness. Display faithfulness. Now we've seen that we need endurance and we need to be diligent and stay focused. Now thirdly, display faithfulness. Display faithfulness. Notice it says that you have ministered to the saints, but then he goes on to say that you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. To show, to reveal, to display. If your thoughts center around God's word, like he says, the word will influence you to be faithful and continue and have endurance. And others will see it, especially God's people. They'll be encouraged when they see it in you and they can say, oh, I can do this too if I put God's word in my heart. I can be faithful. I can display it. I can let other people see God in my life, see what he's doing and see how I respond. But you know, we need fellowship and encouragement to do this, to be able to display faithfulness. It can be pretty lonely when we don't have God's people to encourage us. The word diligence, interesting word. It means make haste, quickly, earnestly, careful, carefulness, diligence. Do those things. Let the mind be focused. And we need to focus on the Lord, even when everything around us seems wrong, when it seems like the storms are overtaking us. We need to keep our minds focused in whatever storm we face. Very interesting. Robert Louis Stevenson tells of a storm that caught a vessel off a rocky coast and threatened to drive it and its passengers to destruction. A true story. In the midst of the terror, one daring man, contrary to orders, went to the deck, made a dangerous passage to the pilot house, and saw the steerman working hard at his post of holding the wheel unwaveringly and inch by inch turning the ship out once more to sea. The pilot saw the watcher, and he smiled. Then the daring passenger went back below and gave out a note of cheer. He says, I've seen the face of the pilot. And he smiled. All is well. We're safe. The captain has control of everything. That's what we need to see in our lives when the storms are there, to see our Savior, the captain who smiles, who has everything under control. Display faithfulness. Lord's table reminds you and me that God's people are called to endure to the end. Our Savior endured to the end. It's often said that troubles come first, and then comes the glory. Suffering first, then the glory. The Lord's table reminds us that we're called to endure until the end. So, we are to be faithful. We have motivation. We need endurance. And thirdly, in verse 12, you must continue to be faithful. You must continue to be faithful in verse 12 to see what it says, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those through faith and patience inherit the promises. Continue to be faithful. Don't let yourself being knocked off the track by the evil one or others. Be faithful. First of all, being faithful, it requires determination. It requires determination. You notice it says, do not become sluggish. Do not become sluggish, which means dull and lazy, both physically and mentally. You know how tired and sluggish you get when you don't get enough sleep? You're not eating the right food you should be eating? Well, he's talking about here, sluggishness like that, but spiritually. Maybe you need to spend more time in God's Word if you're having problems. Maybe you are struggling with a certain sin and you have given up on trying to put it to death. Determination. We fall, get up again. Maybe you're tired of fighting against false teaching and teachers. Don't stop fighting. Be determined to please the Lord and do it until the end to inherit the promises. As I said, maybe we're like Peter when Jesus was betrayed. God is a God of compassion who forgives the sins of his people. Your sins past, present, and future were nailed to the cross. And that's what we remember today at the table of the Lord. And when God looks at his people, he sees no sin positionally. He sees perfect righteousness. That's who you really are. That's who you really are. Is that who you are? Do you see yourself that way? The righteousness of Jesus? Have you called upon his name? Are you believing in him for salvation and not of works or anything that you can do? That you're a sinner, you're under his wrath and judgment? But you see Jesus. He turned away the wrath of God for his people. You must continue to be faithful. It requires determination. Secondly, it requires dedication. Dedication. Notice it says, do not be sluggish, but imitate those through faith and patience. Imitate those. It requires dedication. You see, this is where we encourage each other. Actually, verse 12 begins with a purpose clause. For the purpose that you do not become sluggish. That's what the verse 10 and 11, with understanding that, now he says, okay, for this purpose, because of this, because God never forgets, because you have endurance in him, don't become sluggish. Imitate those. The word's only used one other time in the New Testament. The word sluggish. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. There's the other reference. Look at that for a moment. You can see how this word was very important, especially in the book of Hebrews, as the Lord uses it to describe what can happen. It says in Hebrews 5:11, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing, because you have become sluggish, dull, lazy. not just physically, but mentally, spiritually. They're strong words. We need to be dedicated, that we don't fall into this, that we believe what God says. Sometimes that's the real struggle, is we just don't believe what He says. We say, does it really apply to me? Maybe there's some things that don't apply because of this or because of that. Believe what He says. Thirdly, it requires devotion. Notice it says, faith and patience inherit the promises. Those people, faith and patience. These are the ones we are to model our lives after. It gets hard to keep on going when facing difficulties or when you wonder whether God is using you, when people don't appreciate what you do, or when you blame yourself for things that have happened which you have no control over. The evil one wants so desperately to fill your mind with failure and sin, which God has forgiven you of. What about the Apostle Paul? He was a human being, just like we are, apostle of God. Don't you think Satan tried to fill his mind with, oh, Paul, you can't be real. Look what you did to those people before you followed Jesus, how you killed them, how you were responsible for the death of so many people. No doubt the evil one tried to do that to him in his mind. Paul didn't listen to him. He kept on going. He kept on following. You have a God of mercy and grace. Forgives sins, remembers them no more. Some people say, well, if God knows everything, how can He forget our sins? Well, God puts it in a place where He chooses not to remember them anymore. Chooses not to remember them. And we often come back because we feel so guilty when we've already confessed it. And the Lord says, kind of saying, you know, that's all been taken care of. Why are you bringing it back again? Imitate. The word means to mimic. Mimete. Mimic. Patience, which means long-tempered, kind, enduring, inherit, refers to the present tense because you are now starting to enjoy some of the benefits here on earth. Forgiveness. The blessings of God. Continuation. You know, when you're really focused on something and you're determined to do it, be devoted. Very interesting, the story, maybe you've heard it before, about John Fawcett, who wrote the hymn, Bless Be the Tie That Binds. In 1773, he was pastor of a poor church in Wainsgate, England. He was called to a large and influential church in London, which definitely included a higher compensation. John was said to be a powerful preacher and writer, and these skills had brought him this opportunity. But as the wagons were being loaded with the Fawcett's few belongings, their people came for a tearful farewell. During the goodbyes, Mary Fawcett, John's wife, cried, John, I cannot bear to leave. He says, nor can I, he replied. We shall remain here with our people. The wagons were unloaded, and John Fawcett spent his entire 54 years of ministry in Wainsgate. And out of that experience came the beautiful hymn, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Be devoted. Be committed. The table reminds you that God never forgets anything. And that should encourage you and motivate you. Be faithful, he says. Be faithful. You have motivation, you have endurance, and you have the command to continue. Maybe you think you've done enough harm that you just can't do it. and it's time to stop. But that is not what your Savior is saying to you. The table not only reminds you of these wonderful things, what God has done for us, but it reminds you of our Savior who endured, who was faithful, our great example. Great is His faithfulness. Hebrews 6 reminds you of that as you come to the Lord's table this morning. It calls all of us to a renewed devotion and dedication to Him. This is the God that we serve. A God of all power and glory. He is your God. And great is His faithfulness. O Lord, bless your word to our hearts. Help us not to forget what you've said, but to apply them so that we will be more faithful and we will remember as we go through all things that you are with us. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.